You're listening to SBS News.
It sounds like the opportunity of a lifetime, being selected to pose for one of Australia's leading modest fashion brands. But it is all a scam. Behind the screen, an unknown perpetrator is making fake Instagram accounts of the Sydney-born, now global modest fashion brand, Hijab House. Preying on young, modest women, the perpetrator messages them directly on Instagram.
Well, honestly, sister, I'm a consultant for Hijab House, and I think you'd be perfect for our team.
Once the culprit gains the person's trust, he or she orders that person to perform sexually explicit and culturally offensive poses. The text justifies the idea by adding,
"Every model has done it, and if you'd like, you can see my verification. I'd be happy to."
Since the scam was brought to consumers' attention, Hijab House says more than 800 young women across Australia have told the business they were contacted. Hijab House director, Tariq Hushal, says he is concerned the scam is not only hurting consumers, but business as well.
They're using the trust that we've built in the community as a means of targeting these young people.
Young Islamic women say the scam is nothing new, and greater cybersecurity awareness is needed. One 17-year-old Instagram user, Layla Kulkajak, says while she has been contacted on Instagram in the past for so-called modelling jobs, she knew not to trust it.
I guess just a skeptical eye just makes common sense. People just trying to take advantage of you and your scarf and your body, and that's something that people just shouldn't be naive against.
Hijab House shopper Dania Hawat says she agrees. She has not been directly affected by the latest scam, but she warns the Muslim communities and all girls and young women to think about what they share online.
Cybersecurity is something very, very, very important. And it's not just targeting Islam girls, but since it's happening in this community and they're very protective about their identities, I think that they should be more careful about who they're sending their pictures to and what they're doing. And it's not their fault at all. And if it's happened to them, it's okay.
The Australian Muslim Women's Association's Silma Iram says she is appalled by the scam. She says she wants to reiterate to girls and young women that dressing modestly is something to be proud of.
There are people who don't appreciate women who want to be modest and who will do everything they can to undermine that.
The Australian Federal Police are investigating the matter, labelling it a form of grooming. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.